Welcome to this demonstration of Solo DX. And Solo DX is a premium MP3 file for audio descriptions of movies that you can play along with your favorite movie at home. And just a note about these audio description tracks. They're actually the straight audio description of the actual movie. They are not the movie themselves or movies that also contain audio descriptions. These are purely audio described tracks of movies that explain what is going on in the movie that you are watching stroke listening to. The Solo DX audio description tracks can be purchased either in the Amazon or iTunes stores, and you can also use the links on the Solo DX homepage to access the actual audio tracks for the movies that you wish to purchase that will take you straight to the purchased items in either the Amazon or iTunes stores. Otherwise, you can search for Solo-DX, that's capital S-O-L-O, dash or hyphen, capital D for Delta, X for X-ray, in either the Amazon or iTunes stores. In the iTunes store, for example, when you search for Solo-DX, it actually comes up under the albums category. And then, of course, you would just purchase it with your Apple ID and download it to your computer or device. Just be aware that even though the Solo-DX audio description tracks are available, in my case, in the iTunes store, that does not mean that you can also obtain the actual movie that the audio description track applies to within the iTunes store. You can actually get a free trial audio description track from Solo DX, and I will give the contact details for Solo DX at the end of this demo. And again, just be aware that you're going to have access to the actual movie when you get the free trial audio description track. The Solo DX description tracks are very affordable. For example, I've purchased several in the last couple of days, and they've been around about between $3 and $4 each. The Solo DX service recommends that you play the audio description track on a separate device to that which you are listening / watching the movie on. However, you can actually do both on this same device. And indeed, in this demo, I'll actually be showing you running the movie on my Mac and also playing the audio description track on my Mac as well. Basically, it's a fairly simple process to get this all working together between the audio description track and the actual movie. You start the audio description track playing, and this can be on your computer or your device, as it's just, as I said previously, an MP3 file. And in the audio description track, it actually tells you to stop after the beep and then to start playing the audio description track again when you hear a particular item in the start of the movie title. So, for example, it might be a guitar strum, a lion roaring, etc. So once you've paused the audio description track at the right spot, you then go to your movie, start it playing, switch back to your program on your computer or your device, and when you hear the key element that was identified to start the audio description playing, you then start the audio description playing, and basically it will be synced with the movie, and you will get audio description as the movie, of course, is playing. Now for the actual demo, I'm actually going to use my Mac, and in iTunes, I've already downloaded the actual Solo DX audio description track for The Hunger Games, and I've also purchased The Hunger Games movie from the iTunes store as well. And what I've actually done is I've queued up The Hunger Games movie in iTunes. So as we all know, I can then use my multimedia function keys at the top of the Apple keyboard to start the movie playing with function key 8. And as far as the audio description track is concerned for The Hunger Games, what I did with that file was I copied it out of iTunes, and I've actually saved the Solo DX audio description tracks in my Dropbox folder. And what I've currently got in focus is actually the file for the Solo DX audio track for the Hunger Games. And I'm just going to press spacebar to start preview playing the audio description track. And when we get to the appropriate spot to stop it after the identified beep, I'll then press pause by navigating it to, in my case, with VoiceOver, the built-in screen reader on the Mac. Then I will start the movie playing with function key 8, F8. And then when it gets to the appropriate spot for me to start the audio description, I'll then activate the pause button again, and then I'll let you listen to a couple of minutes of the audio description as it's playing with the movie. And as I said earlier on, just be aware that you don't have to do this all on your computer. I could quite easily have that audio description track MP3 file on my iPhone, for example, and then be streaming the actual Hunger Games movie through my Apple TV. And I would basically use the same process. I would start the audio track playing, pause it at the appropriate spot, start the movie playing on the Apple TV, wait to the identified sound to go off, and then start the audio description track playing on my iPhone. But I just thought for this demo, it's just a lot easier to do it on my Mac, and it'll sound a lot clearer going through the mixer. Okay, so I'm currently sitting on the audio description track for the Hunger Games. Let's just press the spacebar and see what happens.
Now in
Quick Look Window. Thank you for downloading the Solo DX audio description track, copyright 2012, for the Hunger Games. In order to sync this file properly with the movie, please listen to the following instructions. When you hear this beep, you should pause this audio file. Then, start playing your movie. When the movie begins, music will fade up for about 10 seconds, and then you will hear a distinct guitar strum. When the guitar strum starts, resume playing this audio file. This should sync it to your program. If you find that they are slightly out of sync, try quickly pausing, then unpausing either the movie or the Solo DX track, whichever seems to be ahead of the other. The beep will be coming up momentarily after a countdown from 3. Enjoy the movie. 3, 2, 1.
Press pause button.
Okay, so I pressed the pause button. So now I'm going to press function key 8. To start the movie playing. When I hear the guitar strum, I'll then press on the pause button to restart the audio description track of the Hunger Games. Okay, so here we go. Pressing function key 8 now.
Play button. Press
now,
play
our view
button.
Travels through a complicated network of gleaming metallic gears, then
the
pulls back
button.
Through a keyhole on a pair of doors embossed with lions. They swing
preview,
open to reveal a word floating
the
in the
Games
sky, Lionsgate. In another logo, letters converge, creating a zigzagging spark of light between two words, Color Force. Now, a message appears. From the Treaty of the Treason, in penance for their uprising, each district shall offer up a male and female between the ages of 12 and 18 at a public reaping. These tributes shall be delivered to the custody of the capital and then transferred to a public arena where they will fight to the death until a lone victor remains. Henceforth and forevermore, this pageant shall be known as the Hunger Games.
I think it's our tradition. Mm-hmm. It comes out of a particularly painful part of our history.
Yes.
But it's been the way we've been able to heal. At first, it was a reminder of the rebellion. It was a price the districts had to pay. But I think it has grown from that. I think it's something that knits us all together.
A blue-haired host interviews a guest.
This is your third year as game maker. What defines your personal signature?
Now, words appear near a ramshackle house in a desolate rural community, District 12.
It's okay, we're just dreaming. You're a dream.
A teenage girl holds her little sister close.
It was me.
I know, but it's not. It's your first year, Prim. Your name's only been in there once. They're not gonna pick you. Try to go to sleep.
I can't.
Just try. Just
The young blonde girl raises her lips to her big sister's ear. As Prim settles back into bed, her sister caresses her hair.
Deep in the meadow, under the willow, a bed of grass, a soft green pillow. You remember that song? Okay. You finish it. I gotta go.
Where?
Hurrying downstairs, the 16-year-old grabs a leather jacket off a hook on a wall. She eyes a glaring cat.
I'll still cook you.
She opens the front door. As she jogs through the district, our view catches glimpses of the bleak community. A woman's hands dip into a wash bucket, then use a cloth to scrub at her fingernails. Two shirtless boys poke sticks in a patch of mud. Gray-faced miners march off to work in the pale morning light. The teen hurries past a row of gray, clapboard houses, each as shabby as her own. Two children peer out at her through a crack in a door. From behind a wire fence, a dog watches as an old man scrapes a small bone with a knife, then sucks the bone clean. The teen bounds down a step, then runs along the top of a weathered concrete dam. In a meadow, a sign on a wire fence sways in the breeze. It reads, District Boundary. No access beyond this point. Another displays a red lightning bolt above the words, High Voltage. Reaching the fence, which separates the district from tree-covered mountains, the teen casually slides her leg between two of the wires and ducks through unharmed to the other side. She hurries into the woods, her brown hair swinging in a slightly off-center braid down her back.
Press pause button.
And I'll stop the audio description and I'll stop the movie.
Play button.
So that demo should give you a very good indication of how well the audio description actually works alongside the actual movie. And if you'd like more information on the Solo DX service and their audio tracks and the movies that they currently support, you can email them at info@solo-dx.com. You can go to their website at www.solo-dx.com, or you can follow them on Twitter at solo-dx1, and that's the number one. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of the Solo DX audio description track service. So as usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.